Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Call your neighbors and tell a friend that Old Landmark Holiness Church is on the air. Welcome to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. You may also reach us via email at olhcministry@outlook.com or on the web at www.olhcministry.com. You owe it to yourself to join us for one of our services. Our service nights are Tuesday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and 11 a.m. worship. During the broadcast, if you need prayer, please call 214-384-6178. And now, let us open up our ears and hearts to the Word of God from our pastor, Charles E. Hill II.
In our choirs, that ain't going to heaven. There are many preachers that are gracing the pulpit that ain't going to heaven. Amen. Jesus said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. Amen. That's why when you come, you got to be honest. And when you come, you got to stay. Woo, glory. When you come, you got to stay. That's what you got to do. You don't stay. Amen. All that coming you did went away. That means that you never came. I heard Jesus say, they're going to come before me. Lord, we did this. And Lord, we prophesied in thy name and cast out death. But the Lord said, but I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's right. That's why we can't have preaching in our voice and have, amen, and have another woman on the side. Oh, my. That's why Jesus said, come. Now, when you come, that means stay. That ain't, he didn't say leave. He said, come. When you come, did he say leave? Huh? He said, take my yoke is what he said. He trying to fix us up, her. He trying to take everything out of us that ain't like him. That's why he said, hold on now. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. Hold on. Take my yoke. Hold on. Don't just come. Now take my yoke too. Woo! Glory to his name. Take my ways. Take my word. It'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Take my yoke upon you. Yes, Lord. It'll lie down with you and it'll wake up with you. Take my yoke upon you and learn. When you get in a tight spot and you find the devil trying to fight you, you'll say, be able to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Take my yoke upon you is what he's saying. That's why you can't take a gun. He said, take my yoke. Woo! Holy Ghost, our glory. Yes, Lord. He said, take my yoke. No, he didn't say take, amen, a gun license. But he said, take my yoke. How many know that's right today? His yoke is easy. It's hard to fire a gun and make sure it's working right. Whoever transgresses is hard. You got to sleep with a gun under your pillow. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's what the world got to do. Man, I'm glad I sleep easy. Because when I lie down, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord, for lying down tonight. How many know you got to lay down with the Lord? You ain't got to lay down with a gun. He said, take my yoke upon you. How, oh, my God, I thank you. He said, take my yoke. That's why when you come, you can't just leave. You got to learn some stuff. You got to learn how to live holy. You got to learn what's pleasing to the Lord. We got to teach you the way of holiness. We got to teach you the way of righteousness. Amen? No, the job ain't done with you. Now, when you come, the job ain't over. When you come, the work ain't over. Yeah, the work is just beginning. Glory. Yeah, it's only the beginning. Yeah, it's time to get you polished up, amen, because the Lord said that I'm coming back for a glorious church. Yeah, we're trying to keep you unspotted and without blemish and without wrinkle, because I found out there's only one church that God is going to present. And I heard Paul say he's coming back for that that he might present himself that glorious church. How many know we got to be that glorious church that the Lord is calling for? That's why we can't have hate in us and think we're going to be the glorious church. We can't have, the wrong ill and the wrong will for our neighbor. We got to love all mankind. You can't just say, you can't sing, you can't sing. We ought to let people that's Holy Ghost filled sing. Most of them that can sing everywhere ain't got the Holy Ghost. They can sing every octave. Amen. Most of the choir need to go down to the altar. Jesus said, come, choir. Huh? There ain't supposed to be no choir until they came. They ain't supposed to be singing God's music like that. No wonder choir rehearsal is so ugly. Folk ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. No wonder the director is a mean person. No wonder the director, the minister of music got the worst temper in the church, because folk ain't singing like he think it ought to go. But I'm glad he ain't deciding what heaven going to look like. Let me tell y'all something. It don't matter what my sounds. The Lord said, praise. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. He didn't say you got to be sounding good to praise. I tell you, I don't know how to sing like the best of them. But one thing I know what I will do, I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. It might not sound good to you, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. It might not be on key, it might not be on sound, but I'm going to praise him anyhow, because I'm glad when I came to the Lord, he wasn't in no man's key, but he was in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm glad, man, God ain't like man. I'm glad God don't treat me like men treat us. I'm glad God don't love me like man love me. Sometime on Monday, I can't find man love. Sometime on Sunday, I found out, what did I do? Stop speaking to me. Stop calling me. They don't call me no more. I'm glad God don't love me like that. I'm glad he loved me. I'm glad God's church is full of love. That's why Jesus said, come unto me. People go to church and, amen, don't even feel like they've been to church. Amen. The word ought to be able to deliver people. But when we stop preaching the word and we start preaching junk food, what I'm talking about, this prosperity gospel that's going on. I want you to know the Lord is a gospel. The gospel is of deliverance. I want you to know deliverance covers everything. I'm glad when the Lord saved me, he saved my money too. Yes, he'll save your money. Yes, he will. He'll save everything you got. Yes, he will too. Man, I'm glad I got my closet saved. I ain't got nothing that ain't like God that is in my closet. Whoa! Glory. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. My closet is saved. My trunk is saved. Yes, Lord, I got a toolbox. My toolbox is saved. Yes, Lord, I don't give nothing to the dog that ain't saved. Everything I got is saved. Woo! Well, glory. I tell you, the Lord is good. And that's why he said, come. I want you to know the gospel will deliver you. The gospel will set you free. I don't care what you're bound by. I want you to know the Lord ain't scared of what you got. That's why he said all fearful. You need to stop being afraid. He said all fearful. That's what he said. All disobedient, all fearful. All liars are going to have their part in the lake. You don't have to be fearful. Come to the Lord. Stop worrying and come to the Lord. He ain't worried about what you got. We worry about what we got. I don't care what the doctor said. Jesus can heal it. If we stop looking at it, he'll heal it. Huh? Stop looking at it and believe. And see the salvation of the Lord. We can't look at what it looked like. No. Look here, you got to know, you in his will, man, I'm going to be like Hezekiah. Isaiah come out to his house and told Hezekiah, get your house in order, you're going to die. You know what Hezekiah did? He didn't call another king over there down in Judah. You know what he did? He called. He turned his face to the wall and said, God, you know how I walked up right before you, how I pleased you. That's what you can do. When you please the Lord, you can turn your face to the wall. You ain't got to call nobody, but tell the Lord about it. I'm going to believe that today. Whoa, my God. That's why you got to come to the Lord. Well, glory. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. You want to know what to do this to you? The Holy, you get the Holy Ghost, you'll be fired up for the Lord. Amen. You get the Holy Ghost, amen, you'll be ready for church. You won't be just walking around. Oh, I don't really want. You get the Holy Ghost, you want. I'm ready to get to the house of the Lord. I can't wait till I get there. You know why? Because I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You'll get the Holy Ghost, you ready for church. You get the Holy Ghost, you can't wait. Whoa. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell y'all something. I ain't always enjoyed church. I know my daddy used to preach. I used to sit out there on my seat, not say. You think that changed my daddy mind? You think that changed? Sometimes it's like he would point his finger right at me. Sometimes it was like he was talking right to me. Woo! See that word? Word is a word of deliverance. I want you to know the Lord want to set you free. Yes, He do. I don't care what's got you bound. I want you to know the Lord want to set you free. I heard Him say, but that's why He said, Mom, but just come to Me. He said, come unto Me. I'll fix that thing. Beloved, I'll fix that. What's wrong? Come on down here. That's what Jesus said. Come on down here. I'll fix it for you. I'm not telling you that I'm the healer. What I'm telling you is that the Lord Jesus, He is the healer. I'm only the witness of His healing. I want you to know that He'll save you. I'm a witness that He'll save. I want you to know He'll heal. I'm a witness that He'll heal. I'm not the healer, but I'm here to tell you the healer lives. Whoa. But come to Him. You got to come to Him. Stop listening to all these preachers that's lying to us. Many of them don't have the right answer no way. Many of them can't wait till you open. Can't wait till he get done. He can't wait till he stop preaching. Nah. Here's the best part right here. We getting ready to go into the better half of the service. It's time to give. Everybody grab an envelope. Everybody get your envelope. Get something out there. Get something in your hand. Get something in your hand that you can offer God. I want to tell you something. You can come to God with nothing in your pocket. I'm glad I'm serving God. Amen. That you can serve Him. Amen. You ain't got to have a dime in your pocket. But I found out as long as I got Jesus. Yes, Lord. I want you to know that that's more than enough. Amen. If you can go buy a car with no money down. Whoa, come on, somebody. You can buy a car with your money down.
Thank you for listening to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Tune in again next Monday at 10:15 a.m. You can join us for one of our services, Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning prayer at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. For prayer, you may call 214-384-6178. Our pastor is Pastor Charles E. Hill II. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you.